You want to know what State of Jefferson will look like? You decide.
July 23rd, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., 1179 Eager Road in Live Oak at the Church of Glad Tidings.
Join your neighbors for the first Jefferson Formation Assembly. Represent your county. Leave your fingerprints on the free state.
July 23rd, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., 1179 Eager Road in Live Oak at the Church of Glad Tidings. Register now at soj51.net.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, New Time, Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Redding at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Green grass is everywhere, so come on in and pick up some ethanol-free 93 and get started on the weed-eating lawnmowers. We are filling propane bottles like a factory. If you're in a hurry, we have the exchange program also. We have a lot of race car fuel ready to go. If now's the time you want to talk about upgrading your kerosene heater or on-demand water heater, give Johnny a call. He's doing a lot of free estimates. We have bulk oils in your container or ours, and a lot to choose from. Open on Saturday in Redding till 3:30. So stop in and say hello. Northern Lights Energy. When you want to talk to a real person and not an answering machine, give us a try. Redding, Corning, Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company. Northern Lights Energy.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Well, good morning out there, State of Jefferson. I hope you guys are wide awake, bright-eyed, and bushy-tailed on this beautiful Sunday morning. Hot, hot expected Sunday morning. But that is the weather where we choose to live, is it not? And as always, here with my co-host, Wynn Carpenter. How goes it?
Well, so far, so good. Good morning.
Yeah, we're coming in from the front lines of the changing home battle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Always fun moving, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I hate it. All right. So we got a pretty good show for you guys today. We're going to be discussing the first formation assembly that's going on next Saturday at 1179 Eager Road in Live Oak. We're all amped up. We're all excited. Looking forward to it. A great many people amped up and looking forward to it. We are now well north of 400 registrants, registered delegates for the assembly. It's going to be a good time, and expect some exceptionally powerful dynamics to come out of that, and some powerful tools that are going to continue to push the State of Jefferson movement further and further down the road.
From your lips to God's ears.
There you go. It's going to be a good time. We wanted to discuss some of those things, kind of give everybody a feel and an idea of what we're up to, you know, some of the things that we expect to come out of that, laying the foundation for future assemblies and what that's going to mean, and the kind of things that's going to go on with that. And also we're going to be discussing our old friend CalPERS. But I'll let you kind of hang and dangle on that, because once again, as I'd like to point out to everybody that's attacked us on our finances, we're dead nuts on the money once again. and have been for 3 years now. You think you guys would start to figure it out and listen.
And we really love, or I'm sorry, we really hate being right all the time.
Well, we do, because there's going to be a lot of people that have worked very hard their entire life with an expectation of retirement that's probably not going to see one because they're an unsecured creditor at the end of the day.
That's right, and very sad, especially, like you said, as they've worked so many years putting into and contributing to it, and then California's just going to take it away from them.
Yeah, it's not right what's coming. Mm-hmm. So, but we will be discussing that a little bit later. First, let's get into the fun stuff with the assembly. As I said, we're now over 400 registrants. We were hoping for 100, you know, and out of those people, we're going to be forming all kinds of committees, studies, idea groups, fact-finding groups, things that we need to put together to continue our case for the state of Jefferson, to continue to be able to hammer the message out there, to expand the movement, to really bring 21 counties together as a sole voice, because we've had 21 counties working together to attack the problem. Mm-hmm. Now we need 21 counties as one attacking the problem and applying the political pressure that we need for change.
Correct. Yep.
And there's a great number of issues that we need to redress and a great number of methods that we could develop to redress those issues.
That's right.
You know, that's one of the things that we actually want to work on. I hope that comes out of the formation assembly is an official list of grievances of the people of the state of Jefferson and with the legislature in Sacramento and the things that they're doing. Part of that was started by Don Conan and Steve Baird at a protest at the Capitol earlier this year. They took members from 21 different industries that have been decimated by California regulations and policy and chained them and paraded them through the Capitol to show what the legislature has been doing to the people of Northern California and to our industries, and at that time presented a list of grievances. But that's something that needs flushed out, notarized, signed, sealed, and delivered to the state, to the Secretary of State as an official document.
There you go.
So that's one of the things that we hope to see come out of that.
Well, I think, too, with the ideas coming out of it, they're going to be coming from the people who attend the assembly.
Absolutely.
And if you don't attend the assembly, your ideas can't come forward.
That's it.
I mean, you can assume or hope people are going to have the same idea as you, but they may not. Mm-hmm. So it's up to you to participate. It's up to you to have a voice. It's up to you to work and help and push this thing forward.
Well, it's always fun, too, you know, when you kind of have these skull sessions. And we've had them on smaller scales with different groups. We've never done it where everybody was together at the same time like this.
Right.
And it's always fascinating to see the things that come out of it, because all of a sudden you'll hear some idea or something that you're like, "What? Wow. Where did that come from?
Exactly.
And, you know, how did we not think of that?" And you're sitting there going, "Who is that guy? Yeah. Where did he come from?"
Yeah. Scratching your own head going, yeah. "Okay, come on.
Yeah, where were you 6 months ago, buddy?"
Exactly.
And we're going to be looking at everything from legislative procedure to, you know, more fun stuff of marketing the movement and selling it to the people, things like the state bird, the state tree. You know, there's going to be fun things like that. And then there's going to be more mundane things like let's do an asset evaluation of exactly what are the assets of the state of Jefferson.
Mm-hmm.
We know what the day-to-day liquid financials look like. We know what the budgets are. We know what the property taxes, sales taxes, all of that stuff are. We know where we're sitting. But what exactly are we sitting on asset-wise?
Right.
What are we sitting on for county buildings? What are we sitting on for equipment? What are we sitting on this great number of infrastructure and things that will be ours at the end of the day?
Well, they already are ours our tax dollars have paid for them, or initially paid for them, or are paying for them. So it depends on what they are and where they are, and if they're going to continue to be state property or down the road.
Or turn it over to the individual county.
There you go.
Do we liquidate it for the state coffers?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a great many questions that need to be addressed. But first, we need to know, where are we?
Where are we? Yeah, exactly.
And we've seen some initial numbers out of one county I'm not going to mention yet. And it's one of the less populated counties. And the sheer volume of assets that they're sitting on, it's mind-boggling how much of the citizens' money the state has spent on this stuff on what?
Yeah.
And you're looking at a lot of money. Let's just leave it that way, a jaw-dropping amount of money. And that's just one of the little counties.
Yeah.
You know, so there's things like that that need to be done. There's people that are going to have a great number of ideas of how to attack different things in different ways. You know, of course, we're moving ahead with the court case,
mm-hmm. yep.
which is important. One of the primary focuses is how do we keep that funded? How do we keep that driving? What can we do to help? You know, what things do we need to ensure the success of that court case and the continuation of it? So there's going to be ideas for fundraising.
Right.
There's going to be ideas for do we need people to start looking up and helping with legislative procedure on this and what's the law on that and, you know, the different methods and arguments that we can make. There's some of us that have been looking at the methods that California used to come into the union in the first place that were absolutely unconstitutional.
Surprise, starting from the get-go.
Very, very beginning, we didn't do it right. What do you know about that?
Oh, so we can do it correctly by separating from that.
There was basically 25 to 30 guys that got together that were never invested with the power of the people, never elected, never chosen. There was no official petition. They basically said, here's the Constitution of California, let us in. And they did. Because, well, guess what? There'll be gold in them there hills.
Yeah.
So we're looking at things like that. And what does that mean for our procedure? Because should we not be able to follow the same method as California? Has California itself not set the precedent for people drafting a constitution going, hey, we're a state, let's in? Because yeah. if the court is to make the argument or the Congress or the legislature makes the argument, you can't do it that way. Okay, then we can't do it that way, but you as state of California go back to square one mm-hmm. and do it the right way too.
There you go.
Hit the reset button. So, it's going to be really, really kind of exciting and neat to see the things that come up and the open flow of ideas.
Well, and the history that's going to be made.
Yeah.
You know, if people truly are interested in how things are going to work and want to have their fingerprints on it, they need to get out there and participate.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter how big or how little, they need to participate. And, you know, put their blood, sweat, and tears into it like the rest of us and make it happen.
Yeah. And we need to do things first of all, the first thing we need to do is get off to our first break, and then we'll discuss some of the things that we need to do on the other side. If you guys out there have any questions or comments, you can be reached at 530-605-4567, Free Fire Radio.
Did you know that California was never supposed to be just one state? Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming three states instead of one. California has an area larger than seven East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
Here's some important information from REU, Redding's Electric Utility. REU recognizes how utility costs affect our customers. We would like to take this opportunity to remind our customers that we offer special programs like our Lifeline and Lifeline Plus programs for income-qualified customers. REU also offers other customer assistance programs. For more information, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7200. REU and you, powerful together.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, offers the best in coffee and other drinks at Espresso Joe's. Lattes, cappuccinos, espressos, tea, and much more are offered at great prices and even better taste. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California. That includes all types of tobacco and accessories, and a walk-in humidor that is awesome with variety and taste. Tobacco and Brew, a veteran-owned business that supports our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Tobacco and Brew.
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
What do you want?
Why does Mount Shasta spring water taste so good?
Because it comes from our protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source.
Uncle Bob, where does the water come from?
From melting glaciers high atop Mount Shasta.
Wow, Uncle Bob, it's pure and simple.
Mount Shasta spring water is naturally the best. Yes, and anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227. Tell them Bob the Drop sent you.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Well, we're moving on up,
moving on
to the east side, to a deluxe apartment in the sky. We're moving on up,
to
the east side. We finally got a piece of the pie. Fish don't fry in the kitchen, a beef don't burn on the grill. Took a whole lot of trying just to get up that hill. Now we're up in the big league, getting our turn at bat. As long as we live, it's you and me, baby. There ain't nothing wrong with that. Oh, yeah, we're moving on up,
moving on up
to the east side, to a deluxe apartment.
Hey, we're ready.
We're here.
Moving on up.
Yes, we are, and we are doing so in a major way.
Yes.
You know, that's one of the things that the state of Jefferson, we seem to move in spurts.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got a growth spurt, and then the enemy goes, oh, God, thank God, they're gone, they're dead, they're quiet. And then we spurt again, and they go, oh, no, they're even bigger and worse than they were before.
Mm-hmm.
So we're about to have a massive growth spurt. You're not going to be able to get rid of us. We're going to be everywhere and up to everything after
we've
this.
We've got our legs under us, and we'll keep on moving forward.
Yes, yes,
well,
we
kind of like that duck on a pond, you know, just floating along, looking very peaceful, but underneath, little sucker's going like crazy.
Well, and to add to that metaphor, it's not just one duck. Now there's mm-hmm. a couple ducks over here, mm-hmm. and now there's some more ducks over here, and then
yep.
before you know it, the rice paddy's filled with them. You're going, where'd all these suckers come from? getting back into the assembly and some of the things that we're doing, what we are doing is opening it up, the ideas to a free and open discussion. You know, we're building a kind of a festive atmosphere. Come present your idea. Your idea may not work out. Your idea may not make the priority list, or it might get buried somewhere in the middle of the priority list to be gotten to. But that's one of the things that we need to do, is assess what our capabilities are.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure that we're not biting off more than we can chew.
Right.
Making sure that the projects that we are taking up are on target and worthwhile, on task, that they can be accomplished reasonably. And there are some things that we'll go to work on and figure out that we can't do.
Right.
Or things that we'll attempt that will fail. And we're going to need to cut those off and starve those things and feed where we are getting successes. But that's going to be an open discussion among the people of the 21 counties of what's working, what's not, what do we need to do. And that is going to be the foundation of some other formations that we're going to need later down the road. So it is very heady stuff. It's very fun stuff. It's really taking our destiny in our own hands.
Yep.
And for a long time, we've said we're not asking California's permission to depart. We're giving them the courtesy of informing them of our departure.
There you go.
And that's not just a tagline to go rah-rah and get laughs and claps. We mean it.
We mean it.
We're done. You know, it's we've petitioned, we've commissioned, we've asked, we've begged, we've pleaded, we've gone hat in hand, we've raged, we've railed, to no avail.
Yep.
None of it. They will not listen. And for some people, as myself, I'm convinced at this point it's intentional.
Oh, agreed. Yes. And the more we work toward that, the more intent on their part to push us back.
Yeah.
And they just ignore, they don't respond, they're too busy, or you have to get onto a mailing list in order to, or you have to email somebody in order to have them respond to you. Yeah. You know, things of that nature. It's like, are you kidding?
Well, and as an example of the lack of representation that we have, not only do we have a lack of representation in numbers, but we have a lack of representation in personality as well. And that's another thing that can come out of this assembly. Mm-hmm. How do we remedy the individual personalities that will not represent their constituents?
There you go.
A prime example of that is Ted Gaines, mm-hmm. basically a dynastic political zombie of a state senator. And to prove the ineffectiveness of Ted Gaines, Steve Baird mounted a run against Ted Gaines, was still able to control 22% of the base vote, 14% of the overall vote.
Mm-hmm.
But the Democratic Party jumped into that race to make it a three-way race to divide the vote because they would rather have Ted Gaines on board than Steve Baird.
Yeah.
That ought to tell you something about Ted Gaines.
There you go.
That the Democratic Party would spend money and resources to ensure his election.
Mm-hmm.
That ought to be a real eye-opener to a lot of people.
Yeah.
So things like that that we can look at and begin to remedy the situation in our own local areas, our city councils, our boards of supervisors, you know, things like that. And a great, great many things that are possible, and I look forward to.
I do, too. I think it's going to be good that we're going to find leaders amongst these groups that haven't come to the front yet,
mm-hmm.
and they don't realize it yet. You know, come Saturday morning when they show up, and they're there, and then all of a sudden, they're taking on a leadership role. What are they going to do? Well, that's going to be the great part about it. They're going to do the best they can for this movement, and they're doing it through blood, sweat, and tears, and they have skin in the game. They're going to make sure that it's going to work the right way, whatever that way is. They're going to push forward their ideas and the concepts that are going to be developed out of this meeting.
Exactly.
And that's what they're going to be doing. They're going to be pushing this forward. This is the beginning of the beginning, and we're going to get things happening, and it's up to the people. It's not up to us. It's not up to any one or two or a small group of people. It's up to the mass of the people that show up and participate.
Yeah, the state of Jefferson.
And you can't have a criticism of the whole thing unless you show up.
Exactly.
Not legitimately.
Yeah. And we welcome people that have their criticisms, too.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I mean, if you're going to show up just to protest the concept of the state of Jefferson or, you know, try to deflect the debate or anything like that, you're going to be asked to leave.
Yeah.
Okay. We are calling for a free and open discussion, but we'll also be using common sense here, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
If you're there, obviously, just to disrupt or try to, you know, convince people to stay with the state of California or anything like that, you're going to be asked to leave.
Yep.
You'll be escorted off of the private property.
That's correct.
And as we are discussing things openly, we expect everybody to listen with an open mind and an open heart.
Mm-hmm.
Some things might not be agreed with. Some things might not work out, like I said. But one thing that I will qualify that with is if you're not prepared to back your own idea with your own effort, your own blood, sweat, and tears,
mm-hmm.
you should probably keep your mouth shut, because if you come up with an idea, you might find yourself in charge.
There you go.
So be warned of that. With the number of people that we're going to have, too, we expect a lot of newbies, a lot of people that may be very fresh to the idea and some of the concepts and some of the structure of the state of Jefferson. We will be having a separate meeting for those people that want to just kind of be brought up to speed of what's going on, where we're at, understanding the procedure, what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be a very a brief meeting for that to help those people. That'll be completely voluntary. Just because you're new doesn't mean that we don't want to hear what you have to say.
Correct.
But if you feel like you need to be educated a little bit more, we're going to provide that for you. Or if you want to just jump in with both feet and go off with your county into your working group and discuss the needs and wants and thoughts of your county, go for it.
Absolutely.
The only thing that we ask is do be respectful. Maybe have enough common horse sense yourself to be quiet sometimes and listen to some of the vets
mm-hmm.
if you're not sure what's going on. and never, ever, ever, ever be afraid to ask questions.
That's right.
That's where we are about education more than anything, because how can we form good and lasting government if we don't know what good and lasting government's supposed to be?
Well, and the beauty of that, too, is that if you have a question, more than likely there's another soul out there that has that exact same question, or the answer will help solidify mm-hmm. some other thoughts for other individuals. So you just need to make sure that you're, like you said, participating, being respectful, and just be an adult about it.
Be an adult about it. That's one of the biggest things. So with that, we got Billy Bob in Palo Cedro. You there, Billy?
Yes. Thanks for taking the call. Hey, listen, I got a quick question. On this formation meeting, are you going to be able to get a video of that? I'm not going to be able to get down there, and I was wondering, are you guys making arrangements for some video taping? I think it's very important that you get that first meeting on tape.
Unfortunately, the first one we will not be recording, because it is an open session. We want everybody to feel very free and very comfortable in their discussions, bringing in their ideas. There may be some things that are brought up where people are like, no, we can't touch that with a 10-foot pole.
Okay, I got you.
We don't want it out there. That's one of the reasons that the press is not invited to this particular meeting, is because we want the free flow of ideas. We will be holding other assembly formation meetings in a very rapid pace that will be open to the public, open to observers, open to the press, will be recorded and distributed. But for this first one, to get our feet under us, we won't.
That makes sense. Good thinking. Okay.
Thank you,
Have
Billy.
A good show.
Thank
Bye.
You.
And that's again, is... we want to be very clear. The reason that we're doing that mm-hmm. is so that everybody can operate in a comfortable atmosphere as we develop what we need to develop. And we've dealt with the press enough that we don't want them chopping up half of a sentence or soundbite or tailoring it to direct the narrative the way that they wish to direct it. And they do.
They're still going to do it somehow anyway.
They will.
And so we just don't need to fuel the fire. We need to control what we can control mm-hmm. to protect the movement from the beginning.
And once we're solidified and operational on the things that we need to be operational on, go ahead. Lie about us. You've been doing it the whole time.
Exactly.
So.
Well, and half the time, too, when you give them the facts in print or verbally, you give them the facts, they take it and twist it around. They mm-hmm. don't print the facts. And so then that's the problem. You know, here locally, especially here locally, that's what happens.
Yeah. They wouldn't know a fact if it fell out of the sky and landed on their face and started to wiggle. they just wouldn't. With that, we better get off to the bottom of the hour break, and we'll start diving into the latest CalPERS news, which is told you so. Sorry, but we told you so. Again, you can reach us at 530-605-4567.
When I turned 18, I couldn't wait to vote. After all, voting is a privilege for all Americans, right? Then I did the math. Did you know that the northern third of California only has 3 out of 80 seats in the Assembly and 3 out of 40 seats in the Senate? Northern California has no representation, and my vote doesn't count. Splitting from California and forming the state of Jefferson is the only remedy. Please visit soj51.net for more information. Please donate now to help restore representation.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back, State of Jefferson. Just a little news update. We're getting reports of shots fired in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Looks like four officers shot, three dead in an ambush. you know, just one of the things that points out, we got a great lot of work to do, and we need to get doing it because time's getting short.
Yes, sir.
It's coming everywhere, ladies and gentlemen. So... with that, we got a phone call from Round Mountain Bob, and we'll get back on track here and diving into CalPERS.
Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, fellers, Wynn, Rom. Hey, I don't know, I listened to you from as early as I could this morning, but you ought to mention that we have a committee that's going out, myself and many others, that are going to businesses with... stamp self-addressed envelopes for donations to State of Jefferson for the lawsuits and stuff. Now, I went out Friday to several companies or businesses, and I found it they were very willing to help, and that I hope that they accepted the envelopes. They said they would write a donation and send it in. So not only that, but I had a couple of them ask me to get them a flag for State of Jefferson.
Fantastic.
That they want to fly it.
There you go. That's what's all about.
That's one of the other things that we want to bring forward in this assembly is the various counties interacting and talking. You know, the Shasta County Committee going, hey, we're going out, we're talking to businesses, this is working, and other counties maybe being able to reproduce that, or, you know, other counties going, hey, we've been really effective with this method, mm-hmm. and other counties being able to try that and getting more of that thought process and that cross-pollination going on, and bringing all of the methods to the table that are working and getting everybody going. That is a great thing that's going to happen. And one of the things that we looked at and we really, really wanted to do early on in the movement was the formation of a State of Jefferson Chamber of Commerce, mm-hmm. of friendly businesses to make sure the Jeffersonians are patronizing State of Jefferson businesses. State of Jefferson businesses are working together, things like that. We weren't able to bring it to fruition because we didn't have the manpower and the time at that time.
Right.
But we do now.
We do now.
And we're looking forward to doing some very good things. I've heard some great discussions of not only that, but a little bit of economic rebellion to the point, like, if you want to do Jefferson business in Jefferson, you're going to deal with Jefferson businesses.
There you go.
And if you don't deal with Jefferson business, you're going to find yourself shut out.
Yeah.
So there's things like that that we're looking at, too. We're tired of being friendly.
Thank you, Bob. Great job.
Yeah, well, something. I was very leery about doing this because I've never done it before, and I'm not good at asking people for donations. But this made me feel better. And I mean, the first six or eight people I went to seemed to be, you know, really into it, and they actually made me feel good that I'm doing something for them, and that you know comes back, I guess, in several folds. So it's just the way it is. So okay, fellas, you have a good one. Carry on for us.
All
do
right.
A good job. Thank you.
Thanks, Bob.
You know, and California makes our job easier every day.
Mm-hmm.
Everything they do, every law they pass, every stupid, insane idea, every tax regulation, every cockamamie scheme that they come up with to bleed us dry, they just make our job easier.
Yes, they do.
It's already easier than it was 3 years ago.
Well, and to dovetail on what Bob just brought up, if you are a business owner and you know business owners and they want to and you want to contribute, go to the SOJ51.net mm-hmm. website, and right there it'll tell you exactly how to do it. Yeah, and you can just mail a check or money order and make it out to SOJ Formation, and you can mail it to the address listed on there. Mm-hmm. And so that's the quick, easiest way to do it. And we're a 501c4, so it's not a tax deduction. It's truly a donation. And the reason we did a 501c4 is that we don't have to make a list of all the donors and turn it into the government and tell them who donated to us. It protects you. It protects us.
Which should be reason enough to
right
support
there.
The state of Jefferson.
Yeah.
The fact that you have to forego getting a tax deduction for your donation
mm-hmm.
so that you can protect your identity to stop the state from retaliating against you should be reason enough to join the state of Jefferson. Never mind the insane gun laws, the ridiculous taxes, the highest corporate tax rates in the world, basically, and all of the other stupidity, that alone should be enough to incense you to the point of understanding the problem that we have to find a solution to it.
There you go.
So,
and the address, if you want to send your donations into, is P.O. Box 1364, Shingle Springs, California, 95682. Again, P.O. Box 1364, Shingle Springs, 95682. And the reason we chose Shingle Springs, that's where the treasurer of Jefferson Formation Committee lives. And that's in El Dorado County, which is down towards the southern tip of Jefferson.
Mm-hmm. Them busy, busy El Doradans.
Yes, sir.
They really
some good,
are.
They're
really
patriots down there, let me tell you.
Well, it's fun as we've been looking at the registration list of the different counties. And there's some counties, there's six, seven, eight people showing up.
there's other counties like El Dorado. There's 50 of them coming.
There you go. They want it fixed, and they want it fixed now.
So it's fun, and you know we always talk about history and drawing the parallels, and you look at the parallels of the Constitutional Convention. Mm-hmm. You know, like Pennsylvania sent Ben Franklin.
There you go.
New York sent like 46 guys I can't name.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So it's a lot of fun. But I do. I our last 15 minutes, let's get off to our last break real quick, Bob, and we will get into CalPERS, I swear.
No more derailing.
Yeah. So give us a call, 530-605-4567.
Article 4, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution lays out the framework for the state of Jefferson's plan to split California. A state can be formed from the land within another state if the state legislature and Congress approve it with a simple majority vote. 51% is all it takes. Your vote doesn't count in Northern California. California is broken, and the time has come for 51. Please visit SOJ51.net and donate now to show your support.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Are you ready to rock this summer? You can learn to be a rock star at Turtle Bay in our summer exhibition, Rock You, the Institute of Rock and Roll. Starting May 4th, guests can explore the foundations of rock, hear live concerts, and even try their hand at playing instruments. Interactive, entertaining, and educational for all ages, Rock You is an experience you won't want to miss. Rock You is presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank and designed by Stage 9 Exhibit Designs. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, New Time, Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Back to the state of Jefferson, and real quickly, we've got about 10 minutes left. We wanted to get into CalPERS, so very fast, our thoughts, hopes, and prayers are with the Baton Rouge Police Department, and hoping that they're getting a handle and containment on the situation down there.
Amen.
CalPERS, as we've been preaching for 3 years, we told you that CalPERS was going to be a dead man walking.
Mm-hmm.
Then we told you that CalPERS is a dead man walking.
Mm-hmm.
Then CalPERS was caught being a dead man walking.
Yep.
And now the proof in the pudding is continuing to come out. As we mentioned a couple months ago, the liability that CalPERS is carrying once they were caught hiding their liability,
mm-hmm,
has been dumped onto the individual municipalities. Essentially what they were doing, CalPERS needed to meet a 7.25% interest gain every year on their principal holdings to maintain funding for retirees. Okay. They haven't met that mark in almost 5 years. But what they did is, instead of admitting that they were failing, they were taking the missing interest rates and pushing it into the next fiscal years. So if you looked at it, oh, yeah, we hit our number. Oh, yeah, we hit our number. Oh, yeah, we hit our number, even though they didn't. But by the way, now in 2040, we need to make like 19.5% interest to cover it. They got caught doing that. They dumped it on back onto the local municipalities. The first one we were aware of that got hit with the bill was the city of Portola that has already added $1 million burden to their annual budget just for their first 5 employees. Since then, we also know that even though they're not admitting it, Nevada County has been hit with it and is now insolvent due to their unfunded liability. We know that a great deal of that's coming in a lot of places. For example, in Redding, we know that our unfunded liability exposure is going to be 386% of payroll annually.
That's the city of Redding.
That's just the city of Redding.
City only, okay.
The city only is 386% of payroll to meet their unfunded liabilities.
Gotcha.
Now, the newest fiscal report is in from CalPERS, and now that people are watching, they're having to tell the truth. They did not hit the 7.25 that they needed, even though the actual number is more like 11.75 at this point. They actually lost 2.7% of their funding. So they lost $3.8 billion. So
how did they lose it?
In their investments. Because their investments are mortgage-based assets,
mm-hmm,
Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, which will never see the valuation of what they were again. They're underwater. They're going to remain underwater.
Mm-hmm.
CalPERS owns so many foreclosures, it's not even funny. And one of the other things that they were caught doing is they had not varied the value of the actuarial assets. What that means is that they were maintaining the value of their portfolio at what it was at its peak. So if a house was valued at $350,000,
mm-hmm,
and now it's only worth $112,000, they were continuing to say, oh, yeah, it's worth $350,000,
oh,
when people were keeping their assets, were looking at their assets. They were cooking their books big time.
Wow.
Okay. And what they were saying is we need to hit that percentage at the actuarials that we were lying about. So you take the fact that their assets are about a third of what they were saying, and that number, that interest rate that they have to meet, jumps astronomically.
Oh, wow.
And then you add on to the fact that they were lying about the fact that they were never hitting their target in the first place, and it jumps astronomically again.
Wow.
The state of California is bankrupt on the back of its unfunded liabilities alone.
There you go.
It's bad. It's coming home to roost, and there is no fixing it. The only fix is bankruptcy, at which point the people that have invested in CalPERS become an unsecured creditor,
mm-hmm,
and they go to the back of the line for their money and will be lucky to see 2 to 3 cents on the dollar, if anything at all.
Wow. So these poor souls who are trapped in that are going to lose everything that's in there.
Everything.
So my suggestion to you, if you're one of those souls, do exactly what I did last October. Quit your job, cash out your CalPERS, transfer it to a self-directed IRA, and then you can roll it over to gold and silver, and you can collect it that way. At least it's tangible, and you will have access to it.
Yeah, get out.
Get out. It's
Run.
Worth every penny, because you look and see how much you have vested, and if you have $200,000, how many years of work is that?
Yeah.
In the meantime, you could still be working elsewhere if you have to quit your job to collect it. And I had to, because I worked for the county of Shasta, so that's what
and
I did.
You're going to take a hit, and it's going to hurt.
It's going to hurt badly if you lose that. And I had over 20 years of government service, and I had money in there that I was not willing to lose to California. I wasn't allowing them to take my money. So that's exactly what I did.
And that's why you're seeing these big taxes that are coming, these different fees that they're trying to peddle off on us,
mm-hmm.
all of these different things is they are scrambling like crazy to try and figure a way out of these unfunded liabilities, and there is none.
And by the way, it takes anywhere from 30 to 60 days to get the money because you have to wait 31 days after you separate before you can even file.
Of course, we know that California would never issue their employees or their retirees IOU checks.
Wrong.
Oh, wait, we've done that already before, haven't we?
Wrong.
Yeah. And we're not sitting here celebrating being right.
No.
We've been warning for a long time.
Putting it out there so people understand.
But the rubber is meeting the road hard.
Yep.
And as those unfunded liabilities come to be, the cities are really going to face the facts of, well, do we declare bankruptcy so we can maintain services like a fire department, a police department, county road or city roads, county roads, things like that? Or do we just allow ourselves to be buried under our retirees?
Well, and that's going to all dry up. And then what? Nobody's going to have anything. There are going to be casualties, and that's mm-hmm. unfortunate. Because some people are going to believe, no, they're going to stick right to it until the very end, and then they're going to be crying about it later, which I get. It's an emotional thing to do. It's a huge thing to do. Believe me, I understand that. First and foremost, I do understand that.
Yeah.
It was not an easy decision. It was dealt with through lots of prayer. Let me tell you, prayed like crazy, and the support of a wonderful wife. So, you know, it's been a tough road, but we made it happen.
Yeah. But it's really a choice of, you know, head for the lifeboats on CalPERS or sit there and watch the band play as the boat goes under.
That's right.
It's that bad. We're not trying to be over the top. We're not trying to be chicken littles. We're trying to warn you guys, get out while you can.
It's real.
And you don't believe us, go do your own research. You know, if you don't believe us, please at least go do your own research.
Yeah.
It's right on CalPERS' own website. We just lost $3.8 billion of our assets. We missed our target mark to stay funded by almost 9%, and it's getting worse. A lot of people are looking at the stock market right now and going, oh, well, it's at the highest level ever. How can this be happening? Well, basically, the Federal Reserve is helicoptering in money and throwing it at corporations so that they can buy up their own stock and overvalue it so people keep buying.
Mm-hmm.
That's a bubble that's going to pop, and it's going to pop hard.
Yep.
So that's part of what's going on with CalPERS. As we said, their three big investments is mortgage-based assets, dead, never coming back, sovereign debt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good luck with that. You heard about Greece, Italy, France, yeah. Brexit,
yep.
Deutsche Bank folding, not coming back anytime soon. And then their last ones that was actually producing derivatives and interest was their energy portfolio, which they've been forced out of by Jerry Brown and the United Nations mm-hmm. Green Agenda.
Right.
So we are urging everybody, pay attention to CalPERS, let it go. And one of your only avenues of escape may be the state of Jefferson.
Yes.
Because as a new state, we may be able to negotiate a deal to get you your retirement or at least a good portion of it as you make a lateral transfer to a new state and get out from underneath the bankruptcy and default that's coming in California.
There you go.
You need to be looking at that and paying attention to it. You want to know more about it? Listen to the show.
Yep.
Show up at the formation assembly because that's one of the things that we're going to be talking about is how do we save our Jeffersonians from this because there's a great deal many of our people that are going to be hit with it.
Yep.
How do we stop it? How do we save them? How do we get our portions of not only that asset, but how can we responsibly absorb that portion of the debt and get it taken care of and paid down so that not only our state and our counties and our cities, but our citizens are on firm financial ground.
Right. And that's the thing. We have to start out with a good foundation. And this is part of that process.
Big part of it.
We're going to be creating that foundation.
And we have to do it. We have to do it right. We have one shot at this.
Mm-hmm.
Hasn't been done for 150 years, but it's been done four times before.
Yeah.
Look it up. It's been done four times before.
The state split the way that we're going after it hasn't been done in 150 years, but there's been new states in the union a lot earlier than that.
Correct.
So, and not only that, we want to build the comradeship to survive a constitutional convention without killing each other.
There you go.
With that, we hope to see you all down there next Saturday. We'll be back Sunday, probably dragging butt and tired, but we'll be back next Sunday to report on how it went.
There you go.
Till then, keep the sunny side up, and we'll see you later.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. Another shooting of multiple police officers, this time in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, where tensions are heightened over the killing of a black man by police earlier this month. Reports from various news agencies and sources at this hour say three officers have been killed and another two to four wounded in the shooting, which took place this morning about a mile from police headquarters in the city. We'll have more details as they become available. Turkish President Erdogan continues his purge today after narrowly escaping a weekend coup attempt. The U.S. is condemning the move by disgruntled military officers, even though the Obama administration has many concerns about Erdogan and his tilt toward authoritarianism.
If you're sitting there as Secretary Kerry is or some other figure in the State Department, you're going to have to say that you're against the coup and you're for democratic, peaceful discussions taking place in the society. I mean, that's just sort of the norm for these types of